Farmland and grazing land has been disappearing across the U.S. over the last few decades and is perhaps most evident on the edges of big cities. To understand how communities are handling this transition, Harvest Public Media looked at areas just outside Des Moines, Iowa, and Kansas City, Missouri, places connected by Interstate 35 and their agricultural heritage. We begin in Missouri with Erica Hunzinger.
Leave downtown Kansas City, cross the Missouri River, and drive about 10 or 20 miles northeast on Interstate 35. This is an undulating land, crossed by streams, and small-scale farmers tend the land, some of the land.
Girls. Working girls, and of course the obligatory rooster.
Linda Hetzel lives on 15 acres and runs Prairie Birthday Farm, growing fruits, vegetables, herbs, and wildflowers that'll end up on plates at restaurants across the Kansas City metro area. She and her husband bought this spot in the 1990s before developers took notice of the area's natural beauty and built a subdivision nearby.
Now, when we moved here, Oakbrook behind us was cattle, probably 160 acres.
Homes are pushing out livestock grazing and cropland in Clay County. And there's a bit of a culture clash, says TJ Berry, the head of the County Economic Development Council.
One of the things you got to realize, you have the difference between the new suburbanites and the old farmers. So a farmer, of course, now there's houses around, you're not going to be out firing a 22 rifle or a gun or so forth.
Officials estimate that by 2040, about 13,000 acres will be developed that hadn't been yet. County Commissioner Luann Ridgway says there's a distinct effect of having almost 40,000 people move in just since 2000.
And once a farm field grows houses, it rarely goes back into farm field production, sadly.
From an economic standpoint, development is good for Clay County. More people, more businesses, more jobs. But some people who live on the outer edge of a metro area want to keep open spaces, well, open. For more on that, we'll jump back in the car and continue north to Iowa, passing through acre after acre of farmland for nearly 170 miles.
I'm Amy Mayer in Dallas County, Iowa, just west of where I-35 comes into Des Moines.
And this is a map you can have.
Dallas County Planner Murray McConnell has driven State Highway 6 to Adel, the county seat, for 26 years.
And now on both sides of Highway 6 between Waukee and Adel, most of that's all been in.
McConnell points to a map that shows how urban areas have expanded in the county since 1950, adding 11% of county land to cities. Once a small town, Waukee is now a thriving suburb that is adding a second high school. As housing pushes farther west from Des Moines, McConnell's been struck by how much every wave of new arrivals rankles the previous one.
Everybody wants to freeze the landscape as it was when they arrived.
Sometimes the loudest voices opposing, say, a new housing development are not the farm families whose fields abut the planned backyards, but rather the previous wave of urban transplants. McConnell loses influence over the land once a city annexes it. Development typically follows. Still, there are people moving into remaining rural areas precisely because of the farming potential.
That was row crop 2 years ago.
Almost 5 years ago, Lori and Matthew Wees moved their family of six about 30 miles west from Des Moines to rural Dallas County. They now direct market fruits and vegetables, eggs, and chicken. Like most small producers, their location just outside the urban sprawl is critical to their success.
People, because of the choice that we offer, were willing to drive a little bit farther.
Lori Wees says some customers would prefer to drive on pavement instead of the gravel road to their farm. That occurred to her one day when she was on the phone with a county official.
And so I asked the question, is there a plan to pave? And he said no.
That's fine with these new farmers. It keeps traffic down. But how long they can hold off ever-encroaching growth remains unclear. Development brings more people, putting greater demand on county services, including roads, schools, courts, and law enforcement. But that's tomorrow's story. With Erica Hunzinger, I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.